Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what day it is anymore.
I think it's best we talk about the days and the dates because no one has a clue.
Every time you open the mic, please, Rosie, say the time, date, and
no
year.
Problem.
And year.
Year? Okay, yep, no problem
I
at
said,
all.
I said it to someone yesterday, goes, oh, and I said, what day is it? And they went, are you on holidays? I went, no. I'm just, I don't know why. Came in this morning, Ippy Nikki. Is it Friday? It's Thursday.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, she thought it was Friday.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
What? Really?
But so did I.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't help each other.
That would have been disappointing when you learned it's only Thursday.
Well, I managed to cheer myself up. It was 15 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe
I'm good now.
21st of October. We're 10 days away from November. Like, it's, the year has flown as well.
But have we been saying... because all of us are in this world of talking ahead.
Looking forward to Freedom Days and this, you know, the end of this.
Even now when we're for you and I, but, you know, December 17, you can go to Queensland.
Mm.
I was like, oh, okay, so now it's in my head.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Yeah,
so like holding your breath under the pool.
And we're constantly wishing our lives away to a certain degree.
Absolutely.
Knowing, can't wait to get to that date so I can do blah.
Yep.
So it's a bit...
That's
a bit
exactly
awful.
What it is.
Mm.
But then again, even pre-COVID, we all did that.
Yeah.
Go to work Monday, can't wait for Friday.
Yeah. Exactly.
How did little Oscar go at preschool back yesterday?
Oh, he had the best day ever.
Did he?
He was so excited. Yeah, he was like, and he came out telling me all about it, which, you know, even 6 months ago, how's preschool? Good. Like, I would get nothing. But now I learned Georgia, he's one of his favourite teachers. She's pregnant, expecting a baby.
Oh, you're going through the talkie stage.
Yeah.
Oh. Our favourite's in a year or two when he gets in the back. How was your day? Don't know.
Yeah.
But what did you do? Forgot.
Hey, you know what we haven't given a shout out to this week? All those incredible teachers that welcome kids back with balloon arches and dress-up days and made it just really... A fabulously fun experience. So well done you all.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Unlike our teachers when we'd walk in after all that and go, you're back, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a different breed now, I reckon.
Oh, they're just so fun and into it. It's you know, it's kind of like how we used to talk about nurses and health professionals. It's calling.
Yeah.
It really is.
Definitely.
And there's so many more great teachers than just doing it for a job.
Yes, that's what I mean. See, I think a particularly a bunch of teachers I had, and mainly the older male ones who just thought it was a legal way of being able to hit kids.
I know. Peg them with feathered with board dusters.
Legally.
Yeah.
And then we'd go home and tell our parents, and our parents would go, well, my son's I'm wrong.
Exactly.
Can't do that anymore, can you, teachers?
Yeah. So well done, teachers. You're wonderful people.
Yep. Those teachers now are parking cops.
We were just saying, actually, during the break, if you have been lucky enough to enjoy any of these great Australian bands that we're showcasing this month, in person, live, grew up with their music.
Mm.
I think we're the lucky ones because what's coming through? I know there's great artists coming through.
Yeah, there is.
But I'm talking about bands, going to the pub and seeing a fantastic Australian band.
Yeah, well, and COVID hasn't helped.
No.
At all for young up-and-comers. But, look, it is a different era we're living in, and I call it the YouTube era.
Yeah.
Or even the download era or whatever it is. You know, the bands that we, you know, even that, Auscrawl, 80s,
you think like rock. Ice House, Cold Chisel, Noiseworks, Dragon.
In excess. The list goes on.
Yeah, the list is there. And then, okay, Triple J are probably belting out more bands in general.
Yep.
But we're talking more mass appeal, which is where we were. But does that fall back to as well the world we live in with TV shows, though?
Of course it does.
You know, there's so much on offer, you don't get those pockets of fandom.
We were funneled and spoon-fed our music because there wasn't...
If Molly didn't like it, we didn't see it.
That's it. There was nowhere else to see it.
That's true.
So, yeah, the music is out there, definitely. Independent artists and all the rest of it.
Yep. There's a lot of talent out there. Breaking through is the hardest thing for them now, isn't it?
Because of the amount of platforms.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
I still remember my dad, though, and this is like when we finally were allowed on Sunday night at 6 o'clock news time to watch Countdown, right? Because Countdown was up against the news Sunday night.
Yep.
And Skyhook came on and they were doing horror movie. And he looked at him and he went, you don't like them, do you, boy? Yeah, that's Skyhook's dad. They're really cool. Yeah, you know, get in the village, people, man. I think you'll find that Skyhooks are homosexuals. Oh, okay, Dad.
Good advice,
Thank you, Dad, for that sound life advice. And the list was endless.
Yeah.
But you're right, it was funneled to us through Countdown.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, that's why, you know, it became easily popular, if that makes sense. Whereas now, when you're fighting against so many streams and platforms, it's hard to be that breakthrough and to get the en masse appeal, isn't it?
No, 100%.
Even on stand-up.
Mm.
You know, BJ, my son, put me onto a young stand-up, 22, 23-year-old stand-up, that apparently within, you know, his circles, I don't know, he's got a lot of followers, an American guy.
Oh, yep.
And I just watched him out of curiosity. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Never heard of him.
Yeah, true.
Because they're not fed to us.
Yeah.
And you know the other place we used to see a lot of things? As much as I hate to admit it, but it's true. Hey Hate Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever artist was in the country.
Yep. Would make an appearance.
Yep. Or a young up-and-coming Australian act.
Mm.
There's no way to do it now.
Mm. Yeah, mainstream.
Mainstream.
But then maybe it is okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just burdling along fine on YouTube and that is the countdown of now.
It's, no, you're right. It's just different now because they don't have to beg and plead to get somewhere.
No, they can showcase themselves wherever they
want. And
they can
sell their own stuff on their own feed. So for them, they're probably fine. But we're missing out.
Yeah.
Yep.
You little bastards. Selfish little Gen Y's.
Newcastle Triple M. Dave from the newsroom. He's standing by with the latest overnight news. He'll give it to us next.
This is 102.9 Triple M.
Hello, guys. A Lake Macquarie school has been forced to close just days after welcoming students back for face-to-face learning. Cardiff South Public School will undergo a deep clean today after a COVID case was on site. Now, we don't know whether that's a student or a teacher. It could even be the cleaner. We don't know. And while a lot of parents are worried about school closures and COVID cases in kids, they're going to become more common. Well, there's some new research which is suggesting perhaps not. Data crunched by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute has confirmed young kids at school and daycare are not driving up transmission rates. It found COVID still mostly spreads from adult to adult, less frequently from adult to child, and very rarely from child to child.
And then we're getting different stories out of England at the moment, where they're suggesting that a lot of the cases are coming from the younger kids.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Go figure. I mean, these are Australian figures that we're looking at. But I don't know for myself, I've got two young kids not vaccinated. They can't get vaccinated yet. So I'm certainly anxious about sending them to daycare and school.
Mm.
Yes. There you go.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Doesn't it throw everyone's plans into disarray, though, when finally people are getting back to work and then suddenly, oh, God, the kids are home
again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just bouncing around too much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you've been waiting a while for a parcel, I've got some bad news. There'll be further delays
to
our online shopping, Steve. Yes. So Star Trek delivery workers are walking off the job for 24 hours. They actually did that at midnight. So they're striking over pay and job security. Now, Star Trek is owned by Australia Post. And as we know, Oz Post is already dealing with a backlog of parcels. So if you're ordering something for Christmas, I would recommend doing it right now.
Wow. Don't wait. I got a parcel for BJ from Sydney. 3 weeks now. From Sydney.
Yeah, crazy.
Jeez.
Steve, that's where I ordered Michael's jumper in June.
You still haven't got that jumper.
No, that June jumper.
There's someone in Australia Post wearing it, mate.
You should have knitted it yourself, Tanya. Yeah,
no, believe me, no.
I'm going to ring again today.
Yeah,
that's
do
stupid.
It.
Well, just,
it?
Yes.
July, August, September, October.
Yeah.
And
I even looked on Google Maps, Dave. It doesn't take 3 weeks to get from Sydney to here. I've looked at it.
There you go. And the Retailers Association is predicting we'll be spending $58 billion this Christmas, which is similar to what we spent in 2020, but that's up 11% on pre-pandemic spending.
Wow.
So we are spending up big. We'll be buying lots of online deliveries and, getting out.
Those that have safely escaped keeping a job would have saved money on not going on holidays.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then pouring it into Christmas, won't they?
Definitely.
Yeah. And look, I think we've all had that unfortunate moment of being, pooped on by a bird. It's happened to a lot of us. Well, a bloke in the UK, I think, takes the cake here. A very unlucky bloke, I might add. A plane has dumped all of its human waste as it flew over his house. But he was outside at the time, in the garden, and, he's been left covered in poo.
There is an upside to this story, though, because usually excrement is frozen in planes.
Yeah.
So imagine if that had hit him.
Yes.
He wouldn't be here to tell the tale in the plane.
No, it was very fluidy. Also good for the roses, mind you. Yeah. So sewage is actually normally disposed of once the aircraft has landed now. They wait and then they remove this horrible tank.
Yeah.
But for some reason, in this case, no, they dumped it as it was about to land over this poor bloke's garden where he was standing.
Not awful.
So a report that went to his local council said that he was, quote, splattered in a very unpleasant way.
I'd rather that than an engine.
Yeah, true. And describing it as a horrible, horrible experience.
No doubt.
Had to beat that.
I've just got this vision, though, of, as Tanya's described it, of a brown square block.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's usually what it is.
Yeah, then they do, drop this frozen.
Yeah.
There's sometimes, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, there you go.
Love that on your tombstone. Come on, Rise.
Let's do this.
It's Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
Today's a throwback starting from something current, though, because Tanya was telling us something and we thought, yeah, okay. Now, have you tracked down
the name
of the movie?
But
I honestly hope you don't, because the way you described the movie you forced your husband to watch last night was better than knowing what it is.
I kind of...
Just the scenario.
Okay, so this throwback today is about the worst movies you've ever sat through. And I was just telling the guys, someone might know the name of it. It's on Netflix. We sat through the entire movie. Now, wait for this.
Yep.
It's set in World War II. It's about a plane flying from England to New Zealand. There's a girl on there with a package. We find out that the package is, in fact, a baby. There's an alien that appears on the plane just rolling around the outside trying to kill everyone. And then the Japanese start firing. And the girl is the hero who kills not only the Japanese but also the alien and saves the baby and falls in love, by the way, on the plane.
Well, I'm loving it.
What's the name of this thing?
I don't know.
There's no need to know the name, right? Just push in Netflix, shocking movie. Boom.
I would suggest to you that's probably the worst movie I've ever seen. But it made us laugh. Because it's like they were on hallucinogenics when they were writing this script.
Yeah.
And how the hell they got this made is beyond me.
Yeah.
So that's my worst movie.
I've got lots. It's really hard because I have lots. So I'll start with the one that made me angry it was so bad.
Yeah.
And that's George Clooney, Batman and Robin.
Oh.
George Clooney is Batman. I got angry.
Really?
Because of the Batman aficionado that you are.
That's right. And I thought, we'll give him a call. I like George Clooney.
Yeah.
And he turns up and goes, "Hi, Freeze, I'm Batman." What the hell? Didn't even try. Anyway, so that got crap.
Yeah.
But there was this is only the people that have seen this will know because there's been a remake.
Right.
But Sting was in it. And I was excited being a police and Sting fan.
Yeah.
And it was called June.
Okay. No, didn't see
it. D-U-N-E.
Oh, June.
There's now a reboot.
Right.
Because it was so famous at the time.
Yeah.
I couldn't explain it to you. Worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Sand.
It's not about space, trucks, is it?
Space.
No.
And
no.
Worst movie I've ever seen.
June. D-U-N-E.
Yeah, but there's a reboot now, all cool and everything, on Netflix.
Okay, so cast your mind back on this Throwback Thursday. The worst movie you have ever laid eyes upon.
We'd love to talk to you now. 1-333-53. I've got one that might be a bit unpopular, like a bit of an unpopular opinion here in the studio.
You're not going to say Moulin Rouge.
No, I'm not going to say Moulin Rouge, but it's an Adam Sandler movie. Oh. I know EP Nikki absolutely.
Can I have a guess?
Yes.
Was it Little Nikki?
Oh, my God, it was Little Nikki.
Yeah,
the
it wasn't
worst
good.
Movie
it
in
wasn't
history.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Risey, you're wrong. That was a piece of art.
Nikki just written on the studio on the computer.
How dare you?
I think you'll find she said it in the Greta Thunberg way.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you?
That's right, Risey.
Little Nikki was fantastic.
Oh.
In the whole movie when he's doing that,
which is so
grating
annoying.
And so, yep, so annoying.
But,
and
but that's how Rich Chandler is.
Yeah.
Well, none of his mates were game enough to tell him.
Yeah.
They just like, because if you keep with Adam, you get in every movie he makes.
Yeah, that's true. So guaranteed paycheck.
Ray, good morning. Worst movie ever.
I watched it yesterday on Netflix. Absolutely knock knock.
What was it?
Basically,
Keanu Reeves
stays at home. And his wife goes away with the family.
Yeah.
And he's going to stay at home and do some work. And the knock on the door and two girls come in. It's pouring rain. They say they're lost. And they tie him up, bury him in the backyard, down to his head, make a movie with no clothes on. It's going to send it to the wife.
Yeah. Ray, are you sure this wasn't on Pornhub?
There's one really good scene in it, though, Ray, isn't there?
Oh, hang on a minute. Ray's seen it.
Keanu Reeves is in it, and there's the two girls are two incredibly attractive girls.
It doesn't obviously matter, though. It sounds horrendous.
It's been interesting, though, to find out that both Ray and Risey watch rubbish movies.
Thank you, Ray. We'll go to Brendan.
Hello, Brendan. What's yours?
Hi, guys. This movie that I've seen is called Joe's Apartment, and it's about this guy called Joe, of course, that moves into an old rundown apartment.
Right.
And it's all about cockroaches that start talking to him and start singing and everything like that. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I've seen it as well. It's terrible.
But really? Yeah,
Brendan, again, every time you hear these movies, you're looking at your phone. Watch Risey. He's like,
I've seen that.
Why do you watch all these terrible movies?
My auntie and uncle had a video store growing up, so I've seen all these terrible movies.
Okay.
Yep, 100%.
Okay, there you go. Now, all right, Diane's there.
Diane.
Worst movie ever.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Didn't see it.
No.
Yeah, I saw it about 40 years ago. My sister thought it was absolutely wonderful, and it was about a seagull that wanted to be an eagle.
Oh, that old thing.
And did it manage to transmorph?
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't a sci-fi then. Okay.
Thank you, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
A seagull that wants to be an eagle.
Well, he was sick of being the prey. He wanted to be, the one that preyed.
Yeah.
Matt, hello. First movie.
Hello. The movie you watched was called The Shadow in the Clouds.
Oh.
Is it that bad, Matt?
It wasn't too bad. I watched it last night, but it wasn't great.
It wasn't great, Matt. How did they? No. What was the reason for the alien in World War II?
It was a gremlin, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Apparently, apparently in this movie, they were found on all planes, tearing apart the planes, and their favourite thing to do was to make people hurt.
Was to make people what?
Hurt. They like to hurt people.
Right.
Matt, judging by... What suburb are you in?
I actually come from the Central Coast, but I work up here at Lake Macquarie. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the point is, really, like I've suggested to Tan, you should have gone to your local pub.
And that's right. Now that I think about it, there was a cartoon before the movie started about gremlins in planes. Yeah. And so the cartoon...
I'm really worried that I think I'm going to love this movie.
Well, the cartoon, now that you're... Yeah, you're right, Matt. It's all about these little gremlins that get into planes that make them fly-worthy.
It's got everything I love.
Well, you
gremlins,
might like
Gremlins, World
it.
War II.
And she's a babe.
She's a babe. What a day.
Shadow in the clouds.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Good on you, Matt.
Yeah, I should have paid closer attention to the cartoon.
Yeah.
It was a gremlin, an alien.
That was your heads
come
up.
Come on, Tanya.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever thought about going to the movie review? And in the end, he's holding this alien. Oh, it was a gremlin.
Who knew the difference?
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Is it the level of our favourite movie, though? Is it anywhere near Mars Attacks?
No. Mars Attacks is fantastic.
It's a masterpiece. You're right.
Daniel and Steve.
Be careful what you wish for. Tanya, what did I text you 2 days ago?
That we'd probably be talking breastfeeding.
Why?
There's a range of topics that always roll around. Yeah. Breastfeeding's one of them.
And I made the joke of, with the COVID, I said, COVID's over, it's all good. By Friday or Thursday, we'll be talking about breastfeeding in public.
Yeah.
And
the topics are usually breastfeeding, something to do with animals, usually dogs.
Oh, yep. But don't forget the big one. Should we change the Australian flag?
That too.
That'll roll out soon.
So the breastfeeding story that's popped today is about a woman who is breastfeeding her sons, age 5 and 6, before school, and even on the playground if she happens to be there and they want a bit of a drink.
That's ridiculous. It's a wonder they don't walk into school with milk moustaches.
Well, people are having their say, and most of it isn't quite positive. There is positive, but most of it's not.
No, probably, yeah.
So I wanted to bring it up because EP Nikki's about to head into that world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a very long time.
It is a long time.
A little longer than I had in mind. Mm. I've been told it's very difficult to do, so I'll be lucky to get 4 or 5 days rather than 4 or 5 years, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, don't have any intentions of if they can stand up and walk over and...
No, exactly.
And undo your bra.
And undo your bra. Well, yeah. Then I think
probably
it's time.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, wow. That's... Yeah.
There's photos of the two boys, imagine, 5 and 6, both looking really happy.
Yeah, I was about to say they had the thumbs up.
Yeah, they're very happy.
With milk moustaches, I'm telling you.
They, the mum says that it comforts them.
Yeah, so there's a bunny rug. It comforts them.
Yeah.
Well, they never grow out of it, I'm telling you.
They'll be boom men for life, 100%.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder kind of what kind of young men they're going to grow into.
Well, watch out.
Look, everyone's...
What's a general thing people are saying?
It's too long.
Is it just yuck?
Yeah, people are saying, look, it's too long when they're able to sort of, you know, line up for their own ride at the show and, pay for a hamburger, then, yeah, maybe not.
I'll tell you what, he'll be lining up there, mate.
When they're ordering a schooner at the pub, they're too old to be breastfeeding.
Oh, my God, stop it.
How old are they again?
5 and 6.
5 and 6.
But they're both at school.
Yeah.
So, you'd think the mum would be just exhausted, though.
Well,
would she not be?
She doesn't say she is. Like, it's not every meal.
Just a bit of a top up.
Yeah, every morning before school, and if they come home from school a bit, you know, antsy, she says, "Flip out the boob," and away they go, and they're quite comforted by it.
Oh, I'll tell you what, she'd make a lovely wife.
I don't think he gets a look in. It's all for the boys.
Imagine that. Now, Matt, okay, I'm sorry, but I need to bring it up. Imagine being the husband.
I know.
Coming home going, oh, come on. Come on. Fair call. No, not for you.
Yeah. No, getting so, by the kids.
Yeah, the family aren't happy, like the extended family.
Yep.
And you're right, Nick, it's not the easiest thing. It should be the most easiest thing in the world, but it's not often.
Like it's difficult, yeah. So.
Latching on and all that kind of stuff. Don't get frustrated. Mm. Just go with it. It'll happen if it's meant to happen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is this a good time for him to bring up I was adopted and never got breastfed?
Oh, God, he does that and everyone flips out their boob for him.
Doesn't matter where I am.
Nicky, Tanya, put him away.
True, though.
Oh, you play on that now. You really do.
Even the fact that when you said it, you just comforted back in your seat, just waiting for a response.
It's just another sad memoir of Steve's life.
$1,000 minute, we're going to play it.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home, only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's.
I always get happy, you know, when my favourite vet has a dummy spit.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
You think it's a dummy spit. I just saw it as someone with something sensible to say.
All right, then.
I get really surprised these days when I see a dog not on a lead.
Yes.
I really do.
Yep.
But I've come from the school of, even though I've had dogs all my life, I still don't trust them because they're animals.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just don't trust an animal to just wander along in case there's a kid that makes a funny noise or...
Exactly.
I just don't trust.
Yeah,
what about,
same.
How do you feel?
No, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I don't lead walk Baxter, but I don't take Baxter anywhere than dog places.
Yeah, okay.
And because I can't pay a chiropractor that much money to keep him on the lead. He's a boxer, Katrina.
And we're talking to Dr. Katrina Warren, famous vet. Hello.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Very well.
Yeah, I think we're seeing it more and more and more now. Dogs off leads walking around footpaths.
Oh, look, we are. And I guess, you know, my so-called dummy spit, which really was just a Facebook post that blew up and got these sensational headlines, like my epic rant and my giant spray and all that.
It's called clickbait, Katrina.
I know. Well, I wasn't quite expecting it, but the support and the response has been amazing because what's happening to me is I walk my dog in just around my local area, and every single day I get dogs that are off the lead come up and jump in his face, and everyone is – and they're off the lead, and then people will say – he just wants to say hello. And my dog is lovely, but I've seen so many interactions for people that actually have reactive dogs, and then you end up with a dog fight.
Yeah.
It's really stressful for people that have little kids that might be scared of dogs or people that are out trying to train puppies. And I think we've had such a boom in pet ownership and there's not so much pressure on people going off to obedience class anymore. It's more about going to the park and just socialising.
Yeah. Well, with lockdown, they haven't been able to as well, too. So you've got the double fold on that, haven't you? More pet ownership and less training because they couldn't do it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you can do, there's a lot of really good resources online where you can do training, but it's not the same as going out to a park where you learn to walk your dog on lead and they teach you about the recall and all the basics. So I feel like there's this generation of dogs and dog owners starting from last year that are coming through that aren't getting that basic obedience.
Mm.
And there's this weird entitled behaviour that our pets are part of the family so they can just run wherever they want.
Yeah, I'm with you on this because... And like I was saying, Katrina, I've always had Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. You know, they're kind of like a barely moving statues. But I'm sorry,
they were savage monsters.
I still don't trust dogs. I don't. So I would always have them on a lead because, you know, like I say, a little baby might squeak like a rat and then suddenly the dog's all over it.
Absolutely. And I have some horrific stories. And if I speak to my vet friends, I spoke to one just a couple of days ago, and he said they are constantly stitching up dogs and trying to put dogs back together from dog fights.
Yeah.
And they don't always survive. And just yesterday I heard of a little dog that was plucked off a beach by a larger dog and taken up to the sand dunes and killed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a dog that you don't have it's more about having the recall and effective control. I'm all for fun. Everyone have fun if you know your dog and your dog is trained, but you need to be able to have that recall to call it back to you and pop it on a lead.
I think you'd find most longer dog owners are really shocked at the people that bring dogs to areas where they know their dog is an aggressive dog.
Mm.
I'm like, why did you bring this dog here? But you see it all the time.
You see it all the time because they can't take it anywhere and they think that, oh, they'll socialise it and let it run. And most of the time when they go, oh, it's never done that before, you think, no, it's been showing warning signs of that.
Yeah.
It's been showing body language or it has done that before.
Yeah.
And I find it really strange too, just walking in my area when people... If I see someone coming with a dog on the lead, I go around it, but people will still walk towards me and then often the dog will still bark in my dog's face for no reason at all. So just give that bit of space. They don't have to say hello all the time.
Yeah, fair enough.
And you're seeing more poos too, by the way.
Yeah.
Poo-demic, I liked what you said. There's a poo-demic.
They even
sensationalised that and said, as part of my rant, but I think it's quite funny, but there is a poo-demic. Without a doubt, there is so much more dog poo.
Yeah.
And I think that's also because more people have been walking dogs and I see kids walking dogs all the time too and I don't know how good they are at picking up the poo.
Yeah. Pick it up, people.
Exactly. It's not that hard.
No.
See, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. Sorry. I've got a boxer. He's toilet trained. He sits on the toilet before we leave.
Excellent.
Well, it's good to chat and you raised some valid points.
One I didn't think of, which is so true, so many new and first-time dog owners that didn't really occur to me on that level. That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're not socialised. And there's a lot of oodles. Again, they're very happy, cute little dogs that like to play, but that's not so great if they then meet a dog that doesn't want to or it doesn't have the right behaviour or is a lot bigger than them and can terrify them. So some of these interactions can absolutely terrify and scar little puppies for life.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for sharing my rant.
Yeah, bloody dummy spit woman. Good on you, Katrina. We all agree with you.
Yeah, definitely.
We all agree with you.
Katrina Warren there, vet.
You're my pet hate. All right, on my dummy spit, is it's funny when a little dog attacks a big dog. Oh, look at him. Oh, reverse it. He's a monster.
Yeah.
That bugs me. I see it all the time. A little dog come up, start nipping and biting and going cranky. Oh, look at it. Oh.
They're often the most vicious.
short dog. What do they call it?
Short dog syndrome.
That's it. Yeah. All valid points, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't really think about
that. And please pick up
more new dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It's revolting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like France.
Oh. So true. I was only saying to Teddy a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was, the only thing I remember about Paris, dog poop.
Yeah.
Oh, really? On the sidewalk.
So romantic.
Yeah.
All right.
Tanya, I need to block my ears and make noises. Ah, bah, 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 bah.
Well, we've got some disturbing news. Australia faces a booze shortage. You're back?
And we're back.
Well, look.
Calm down now.
The good news is the owner of Dan Murphy's in BWS is the one that's warning shelves could be empty within weeks. So what do? We just go to BYO.
Exactly.
Or the icebox.
Exactly.
Because they're obviously not facing shortages.
Or Reddit sellers, yeah?
Yeah.
Not to be, you know, cynical. But you don't reckon they're making us go out and buy early, do you? Just in case.
Maybe. I'm stock up for sure. Christmas.
Come on now.
There could be a bit of that.
No, no, no.
Well, look, there is international supply issues for a lot of industries, not just alcohol.
Oh, looks like we'll all be doing 4S gold.
Well, that's the rub, isn't it? Because if you're after an Aussie brand, well, then why not? Mm. We've got plenty.
And there's plenty of Australian little microbreweries with like kind of independent... Beautiful beers popping up.
Yeah, it's not so much the beer. Oh, it's the wine. More liqueurs and spirits.
Yeah, okay.
So the things, you know why? Because during lockdown, a lot of Aussies became full-on cocktail mixers.
Don't know what you mean. Some Australians I know, live in Carrington, became spirit drinkers.
Well, there you go.
Some of them. Well, they should learn not to, but some of them started getting into some really serious straight whiskies.
Mm.
And I've told him, my friend, not to do that anymore.
Good.
Good.
But whatever you think...
Fireballs, not for keys games.
Well, whatever you think you're missing internationally, you could probably find an Aussie-made version of, which is wonderful, if you can.
Yeah
true.
But we did a bit of a stock up the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
Before any warnings.
Yeah,
I know, and understandable, Tech. You see, I did something wonderful. You know him, but I've become very close with a brewer.
Right.
So, and happy birthday to Joe. It's his birthday today, right. Joe from Foghorn.
Yeah.
My best mate in the whole world who'll never see me run short. even if I have to go to the homebrew shop myself and say, could you come over and give me a hand? Always make friends with a brewer.
It's a good advice.
There you go.
Sound advice.
So anything you need, mate, if Michael runs out of the beer, you come and see me.
Mm.
And Joe will sort us out.
Well, let's just hope that the headline is just simply to get us to buy more now.
I think, yeah.
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 Hope so.
Hang on. How far off Christmas are we now, roughly?
About 9 weeks, are we?
Yeah, 9, 10 weeks, yeah.
Okay, so there'll be a petrol strike soon?
Well, the prices of petrol. Did you see the price of petrol?
The roof.
Do you think
this is what I was? You two off, haven't I?
Oh my god! I wonder. Do you reckon we're going to hit $2?
Probably. Where are we at now?
We're about $1.80. Well, Sydney the other day, I saw one Bowser for $1.89.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Mm. Mm.
Do you think $2 is around the corner?
Yeah, possibly.
Well, not long ago, 12 months ago, we were paying just over a dollar.
Yeah.
Remember, for a while there?
Yeah.
Why does it fluctuate so much?
Looks like I picked a bad time to buy a V8.
Yes, you did. Go get some beers.